Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to what my colleague and friend, Mr. Colin McCarthy, has told you about the phenomenon of UFOs over Australia, I would like to add a few things. First of all, I would like to mention the so-called Ballarat Conference in February 65, just exactly 2 years ago. It was a conference held by all the groups in Australia in a town of Ballarat in Victoria. The conference was sponsored by the Astronomical Society of Ballarat and was attended by the scientific consultant of the Royal Australian Air Force. It was a momentous event in the history of UFO groups in Australia. It began with a number of people giving their sightings and drawing the objects they saw on the blackboard, and other very reliable observers such as Father Gill, of whom you have heard from my colleague Mr. McCarthy. Now, when the first part of the conference was completed, we invited the Air Force man, Mr. Roberts, to comment and to express his opinion about the phenomenon of UFOs, particularly in Australia. In the course of 1 hour and 20 minutes, Mr. Roberts was explaining to us the way sightings should be recorded. He has given us the questionnaire that the Air Force used, and this went on for 1 hour and 20 minutes until we were really bored. And one of his last sentences was something like this: "Well, I don't think you have any facts at all." Then a gentleman in the second row got up and he says, "With all due respect for your position as the scientific consultant of the Air Force and your scientific knowledge, I think you are wrong. Because many reliable people, like Father Gill and myself, have seen objects which could not be identified, planes, meteors, or any other known phenomena." And he said, "I should know, because during the last war, I was the air marshal of your Air Force." Well, you can imagine what happened to the scientific consultant. Frankly, he was buried 6 foot deep. 6 foot deep, exactly. And ever since then, we thought we had no trouble from those quarters. But there is one more faction of society which had to be tackled. And we prepared for that for approximately 12 months. It was a prominent academic body, the University of Sydney. Since the president of our group, UFO Investigation Center in Sydney, is Dr. Lindner, a truly brilliant man, a gold medalist of the Bologna University and a postgraduate of Sydney University, we decided that he was the right man to go, as you might, I might say, into a lion's den. He announced to his colleagues in the university that he had an important and interesting lecture which he would wanted to deliver before the top professors of the university. And in November 1965, the lecture was held at the Sydney University and attended by 40 professors and tutors of the Sydney University. No students, no outsiders. The lecture was supposed to last only 45 minutes. It went on for 2 hours and 20, and nobody was bored. There were many questions. Dr. Lindner produced considerable amount of evidence which we accumulated in the course of many, many years. At the end of the lecture, I wouldn't like to name this professor, one of the top scientists in Australia. He came up to Dr. Lindner, patted him on the shoulder, and said, "This is one of the most interesting and the most provoking lectures I ever heard in my long life." Well, so that was our second victory. So what I am trying to prove is this. See, ever since 1953, our main policy was that we should make ourselves convincing to those who hold the reins of government and those who control our minds, the scientists. And I feel that we have succeeded in this assignment in Australia. At the present moment, we have a very fine reputation as an organization and as a magazine, a publication on this particular subject. And we're quite popular with most television stations and radio stations in Australia. Now, this is merely a proof to you that if qualified men with the right policy tackle a certain subject, they are liable to get somewhere. Now, I would like to make a few remarks of a rather general character. I have just completed a world tour. I went right around Australia to Singapore, to Bombay. From Bombay, I went on to Madras, Kolkata, and then I finished up in Darjeeling, almost on Tibetan border. From there, I went back to, I lived in India for 2 months. Then I went on to Europe. I passed through Egypt, Sicily, Italy, and many countries of Europe. I'm saying this with a view of stressing one very important point, that UFOs are not confined to any one country or continent. They are a global phenomenon. Now, I don't like to use the word UFOs myself. I think a fraction of these UFOs are what I call IFOs, or identified flying objects. Neither myself nor any scientist is particularly interested in photographs or reports about meteors or planes or anything that is of more or less conventional nature. But a small fraction of all these strange sightings, photographs and motion pictures, some of them classified, like my colleague has mentioned to you, and I have myself have seen one, the so-called Port Moresby film, which is now in the security headquarters in Melbourne. I was just lucky to see it before it became classified. It was a question of about 2 weeks between the time it was taken and the time it disappeared in certain quarters. Now, all this evidence is very important. And as I say, that a certain percentage of these sightings, of these photographs, of these motion pictures, cannot be explained. Undoubtedly, they are records of possible spaceships possible visitations from other worlds. There's a mass of evidence to prove that. In view of that, I think that the subject which you and I are studying here deserves the attention of serious scientists. As you know, many scientists are now convinced that about 40% of all solar systems in the universe have planets. I interviewed the famous Professor Hermann Oberth in Germany about 7 months ago. His opinion is even less reserved. He believes there could be as much as 50% of all the stars in the universe could have families of planets. Now, of course, a very small fraction of a very small percentage of these planets could be inhabited by the different forms of life. Not necessarily the one we know. The basis of life may not be the same as it's on this earth. But we should not close our minds to the possibility that there are thousands, even millions of inhabited planets. But that does not necessarily mean that they have followed the exactly the same path of evolution as we have. Now, in regard to skepticism as to some emanating from some scientists that there could be no life on certain planets, Dr. Shklovsky of USSR jokingly remarks that to Martian astronomers, there is no life on Earth. Academician Ambar Tsumyan, also of the Soviet Union, envisages galactic civilizations immensely superior to ours. Thus, the study of UFOs, or as I call them, IFOs, is strictly within the framework of science, whether the scientists agree to this or not. And this is likewise true when we come to those emotional individuals who introduce science fiction, religion, and God knows what into the flying saucer field. So I appeal to you to follow the scientific lines in your research. My main message tonight concerns the eventual contact between this civilization X coming from some other world and ourselves. How will it affect us? In my opinion, if another civilization in the universe makes contact with us, and if their culture is much higher, then our economics, politics, ideology, and traditions will become obsolete overnight. The attitude towards this planetary revolution, as I might call, should not be emotional, but intellectual. The nations of today have fought two horrible wars in this century alone. Ethics and humanism, the prerequisites of any truly superior civilization, are absent. America has produced what has been called by one of her thinkers, the fun culture. And are we not following it today? On this background of contemporary life, a sudden appearance of superior beings, superior in technology, sociology, and ethics, could introduce a new age on this planet, but only when the present system goes away. And perhaps this is the true meaning of space visitations which are taking place today. Thank you.